Today, we are going to continue our conversation about education, tweaking the focus a little bit toward early childhood education and why investment might be the thing that saves New York from plunging into an achievement gap that it can't come back from. And we have several guests with us today. And I want to first welcome Sherry Cleary, who is someone who I met a few weeks ago in Syracuse during a conference on early childhood learning. Sherry, are you on the line with us?
I am, Susan. Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you, and I'm so glad that we finally got to do this. Sherry is the executive director of the New York City Early Childhood Professional Development Institute. And tell us your position at CUNY as well.
Well, the institute is a statewide institute at this point, and it's just housed at CUNY. We get all kinds of support from the City University of New York. But we serve the state, and we're invested in the workforce and how the early childhood workforce can better and more effectively serve young children and their families.
So because Mary is still getting hooked up with her microphone, I'm going to continue asking you questions, Sherry. We were at this conference together, and I guess the focus of the conference was what it is that the legislature can do to help early childhood education. And you're a member, or you're in charge of a panel that basically is trying to make some proposals. Where are you with that?
So I co-chair the New York Early Childhood Advisory Council with Bob Frawley. And we have, this is a 50-member statewide group of stakeholders all invested in early childhood education. And we're working to make a whole host of recommendations and infrastructure changes so that New York State is really poised to support children from birth to five, so that they are ready for school and lifelong success. And so the research is very, very clear that when the public invests in children at birth and through their first 5 years, they not only have an immediate return on that investment, and that very young children are arrive at pre-K and kindergarten ready to manage more sophisticated learning opportunities, but we also have amazing longitudinal research that has been replicated over and over again that shows that there's much higher graduation rates, and New York has a problem with its high school graduation rates, much less special ed placement, much less crime, a greater earning capacity, which translates to greater taxpayers for the state of New York. So we're very engaged in mobilizing legislature and others to understand the value of early childhood so they can make very sound investments that have immediate, midterm, and long-term payoff.
It's one of those things, it's one of those ideas that I think has caught on with the American public, that if you invest in early childhood, that it has this long-term benefit. Right now, I want to introduce our other guest. It's Mary Stalker. She's the Director of Communications at the Early Care and Learning Council at the Schuyler Center. So, yes, go ahead. Tell me what I'm not getting right. I see the confusion in your eyes.
Not the Schuyler Center, just the Early Care and Learning Council. But you got everything else right.
Okay, sorry about that. So it's the Early Care and Learning Council. Tell us what you do there.
Well, like you said, I'm the director of communications, so we work to try and get the word out about the importance of quality care in early learning. I work a lot with Quality Stars New York. We worked on the Readiness Project Preparing program.
We don't even know what Quality Stars New York. We haven't gotten into that yet. And so I'm hoping that, I mean, we will, though. And it's just real quickly, it's like a restaurant rating system except for early childhood education. Anyway. We'll get to that.
We do a lot of work with that, getting programs enrolled, and we also work closely with child care resource and referral agencies across the state, and they work in their communities to help parents find care and help programs and providers with professional development and improve the quality of care they're providing.
So we're talking about two different roles for each of you guys. Sherry, is it fair to say that you're sort of taking the 20,000-foot view and Mary is sort of the ground floor view?
Actually, it's interesting. We, at the ECAC, we partner very, very strongly with the Early Care and Learning Council. And part of my work at CUNY is to coordinate the Quality Stars New York initiative across the state, and we integrate that work with the cooperation of the Early Care and Learning Council and many other partners, but they are a key partner. So some minutes we're at the 20,000 foot level, and other minutes we're right in the weeds working side by side with people who are actually working with children on a daily basis. So it depends on what 5-minute segment you want to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think that this is a good sort of first introduction for my listeners to the idea that early care and early childhood needs to be invested by New York, the legislature. There is a certain structure to how this ask is going to be made. And New York doesn't. Does New York invest right now in this, or are we one of the states that does not?
It's a great question. So New York is one of the few states that has not made a previous investment in quality rating and improvement. And the real pivotal part of a good quality rating system for early childhood is that it has an improvement component. And while for many years we were frustrated that New York didn't have the system, what we realize now is that we've really been able to learn from many other states' experiences with their systems. And what New York has done with the leadership of the Early Care and Learning Council and with the partnership of many others was to design a quality rating and improvement system that that is an exemplar for the country and can bring about very cost-effective but extremely significant change in the quality of early childhood services across the state. And so we're looking at programs that serve children in Head Start, child care, school-based pre-kindergarten, center-based pre-kindergarten, and family child care. So it's a very comprehensive initiative, and it serves to evaluate programs, communicate their value to families so they can make really good decisions about where they're going to place their children. And then there's this very significant component of helping programs to improve their services the way they've always wanted to, but with the resources they've never had. And we do that across the state in all 10 regions right now, but in a very small, abbreviated way. And what we're doing right now at the Early Childhood Advisory Council is proposing to the governor a much more, a broader and much more comprehensive approach to this kind of work.
And that probably also means a lot more money.
You know what? It means money, but it means money. So it means money in medium-sized increments over years. And so an initial investment is for the size and density of the state of New York is not a huge amount. It's always hard to ask for new money, especially in years where there's challenges to the budget. But I don't remember a year there wasn't a challenge to the budget. So this is a really profoundly smart way for us to think about investing and think about how to get immediate return on new funds. And so we're asking for that.
For
what? The understanding that it will grow.
Can you just give us a number?
You know what? We could get started in a significant way with a $20 million investment. we could do some of that first year of work with less. We'd like to have as much as we can to make the impact and to help people move forward more rapidly. We're very committed to this idea of access to excellence.
Access to excellence is something that we're going to be hearing a lot about in future programs because we're going to be pursuing this throughout the session. Mary, what can you, when you hear those words, access to excellence, what comes to mind?
Well,
is there a tension there or not?
Is there a tension? There is a little bit. We, of course, want children to have access to childcare so that parents can go to work. We need our workforce at work right now. But long term, if those children are going to childcare that's not providing them with quality care and healthy environments and something above the minimum safety requirements, then that only not only has that can have long term negative effects, not just the effects we're looking for.
So if just to make sure that my listeners understand what we're talking about, so there's maybe a group of people that say, well, let's spend money, but just to make sure more people can have access.
Right.
And then there's the access to excellence, which is which says, yes, we need to have greater access, but that you can't just sort of throw together a preschool situation. It has to be excellent. So the Quality Stars ensures quality. Can you give us some details?
Sure. So right now there are 450 plus around that programs in Quality Stars New York. So that's about 2% of the programs across the state.
Give us just so we can have something, a picture in our mind. Tell us about one.
One. Well, I can tell you what those programs are going through right now. So,
okay.
So they're working quality improvement specialists. They're working on assessing their level of quality.
These are the groups that take care of the kids.
Yes. So family providers, people in their own homes mm-hmm. who are registered to take care of 6 to 8 kids, and as well as centers, UPK, Head Start programs. Mm-hmm.
The Little Red Schoolhouse or whatever that, you know, is down the street that the pre-K kids go to.
Yes,
okay.
And any number of those. So early care and learning programs. So they're working with people to assess their quality based on a set of standards.
All right.
Then they're going to make a quality improvement plan. So the areas where they need some work, they're working with those quality improvement specialists. They have some resources to improve their quality. And at the end of the process, they'll have a star rating. So that translates to kind of a quick look for parents, like you said, hotel ratings, you know, an easy way to
right.
see where program is on quality.
Sherry, there is an idea that New York did apply for a grant, but we didn't get it because we didn't have a quality system. Is that correct?
Right. That's really well stated. So there was a very significant grant.
No, it isn't, but that's okay.
What?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
There was a very significant grant made available to states from the federal government last year. And of course, as most federal grants are, it was based on a point system. And states that had the quality rating and improvement initiative in place, up and running, were granted significantly more points. And so while New York had a very fine proposal, we lost points based on the fact that we didn't already have one of these systems. And so we are hopeful that this grant will come again and that New York will be in a better position to compete for these dollars. But first, we have to implement our project. So
it's called Quality Stars, and the timing is important. We're going to be right back with Sherry Cleary and talking about early childhood education.
Support for Capital Pressroom comes from CSEA, New York's leading union for more than a century. Family, friends, and neighbors, on the line every day, doing the work that matters. People working together to make a better New York for all. And from 30daysoffrackingregs.com, where Dr. Sandra Steingraber helps New Yorkers understand the DEC's proposed regulations on hydrofracking and how they can respond. You can learn more at 30daysoffrackingregs.com.
We have two guests, Sherry Cleary, who we were just talking with, and Mary Stalker, who's the Director of Communications at the Early Care and Learning Council. This is probably something that's very exciting for people who actually implement these programs. If you get to do things like professional growth, these are preschool teachers who right now are sort of, there's not a lot of, professional respect out there for them.
I'd say that's true to an extent, but you also don't want to leave out the infant and toddler section there. I mean, we're talking about birth through 5 years old, not just preschoolers. So, this quality care and early learning has to start at birth.
So it's health as well.
Quality care. Yeah, caring for children, making sure their needs are met. And certainly education plays into that. But we want to talk about their development. And, quality, we talk a lot about school readiness. That term kind of always rubs me the wrong way because we're not talking about third grade for three-year-olds. We're talking about, meeting the needs of the three-year-old. So they're prepared to go to school, not so they already know what they're supposed to know when they get there.
But so they know that they're not hungry. They're healthy. They know how to read because they have parents who have been taught how to read to their kids.
Because they're curious, because they feel confident, they want to explore things in their environment. Those are the things that should be happening, in a three-year-old setting. Good relationships with families, cultural competence, those are the hallmarks of quality.
That's terrific. And Sherry, Governor Cuomo is on board with this.
We've proposed for him to consider this project. He has been very clear that education and school success is important to him. He's been very clear that New York invests a lot of money in its public education system, and our results are moderate in their success. We have a lot of people in New York State that are not graduating high school. We know the research is very, very powerful that if children are not reading proficiently by third grade, the chances of them graduating high school become sorely diminished.
So this is a big investment.
The New York already makes a very huge investment. What we know about very young children is that the cost to make strong programs for them is much, much less. In fact, it's probably the least expensive investment the state can make at this point.
So we get better bang for our buck.
Say that again?
We get better bang for our buck.
Much, much better. I think it's really important to remind listeners, and if your listeners are parents, they'll attest to this, that children are born driven to learn. They learn things by the minute in infancy. Their capacity to grow in the first 3 years is the most powerful. Children grow.
So we're running out of time, Sherry. But okay. Just to sum up, is that this is the time when we should be investing because they're like little sponges.
It is the opportunity, and we've missed it so far.